Let me give you an injury update. Joe Hayden, he will not practice today. But again, it'll be a day-to-day, and we'll see how he progresses as the week goes on. Jordan Cameron will not practice today. He came in on Monday, and he's in the concussion protocol for this week.
Since Jordan Cameron's status for Sunday's game against the Jets is up in the air, tight ends Marquise Gray and Gary Barnage are ready to step up if called upon.
Yeah, we know he's going through the concussion process, so we're hoping he comes back and everything. But if not, we got a great room. We have guys who can step up, and we'll be fine.
I mean, that's what I've been waiting on. I mean, it's my time now, and I got to make the most of it. I mean, stand more in my playbook, making sure I know all my routes and my blocking schemes when it comes to game day.
With two games remaining in the season, players know the importance of finishing strong.
What we do now is going to be what we remember in the offseason. And there's a lot of guys in this team that are going to be fighting for positions on this team and on other teams. And so there's an urgency with everybody around here that we need to win these last two games. We need to put our best foot forward going into the offseason.
We just want to come out and do our best job, play our best two games and finish correctly, but just take one game at a time because winning these games will set us up for next year.
Personally, I just want to go out with the bang. I want to show a lot more consistency in these next two games and do the best I could do, really, and try to contribute as much as possible and still try to maintain good performances.
You know, I think it's important to finish strong. It's always important to finish strong. And we're just looking at the Giants this weekend, or the Jets this weekend, and just looking forward to getting a win, you know, getting back on that winning side of the results. And that's it.
And it's to the 50. He drives up, fumbles the ball, and it's picked up by the Browns, and they're going to run it down the sideline. It's T.J. Ward. 10.